the bullpen.
OMG, the bullpen.
It's the bullpen, everybody.
Mercy me, the bullpen.
Go team, go team.
Yes!
Good morning.
Hey, everybody. We're on a different day of the week.
Yeah. I bet it threw some people off.
Probably. I'm sure it did. But we switched it because Wednesday worked better for another show. Just because of logistics. And we were fine to do it on Thursday. So now we just own the second half of the week.
Yeah. Our hump day bit is now no longer usable.
Yeah. Day after hump day.
Day after hump day. We're reaching here, everyone. Yeah, so it seems like it's been a while. I don't know if that we've been in.
It's been almost a week.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? Because the last show we would have done is on Friday. Well, I mean, I did shows on Monday and Tuesday, but they weren't the bullpen, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It feels like it's been a lot longer, so. Good to be back.
But for the first time in forever, we're going to be launching lanterns in the sky in a little bit.
This is the Disney version of the bullpen.
Yeah, the Disney Tangled version of the
Disney Tangled version of the bullpen. All right. Yeah,
so,
well, I thought we'd just
sports.
Yeah, thought we'd start off with some sports news like we normally do. Josh Hamilton released by the Texas Rangers this week, giving him an option, though, to come back in 2017, provided he's healthy. So this kind of, although there's a lot of doubts that he'll actually be back in 2017, at least from what I heard, he's probably done in the MLB, at least with the Rangers. Obviously, this was his second go-around with the Rangers. They brought him back after he didn't really work out in Anaheim. So, Hope Solo kicked off of the USA women's soccer team.
At least she's suspended. She's not like done for, like you can never come back. But yeah, she's suspended for 6 months because of her comments, which we talked about because she went through our roll of shame because she called the Swedish team cowards and said that the better team didn't win. But because of that post-game, I guess, outburst? I guess it wasn't really an outburst, but the comments got her suspended.
Yeah, so poor sportsmanship. Yeah, not a great thing. Just take your loss. Just take your loss.
Just take it. Just take it with the punches. Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that you lose a game, especially to a team that really isn't as good as you.
Yeah.
But you know, they did what they had to win the game, and you didn't. So you can't call them cowards for playing a style that, you know, they had to play in order to beat you.
Yeah.
Just because they weren't attacking. I mean, yes, it's frustrating. I don't like that style of play. But that was how they had to do it if they were going to win.
Yeah, and I mean, that kind of loss is just going to happen. It happens to every team. And
yeah.
There's just no point in, you know.
Yeah, it's true. And really,
I mean, which I'm sure they'll be back to winning the very next.
Well, I mean,
World
I'm
Cup
sure they will
Olympics,
be as well so. Because I mean that this year was the first year since I think they started doing women's soccer in the Olympics that the American team didn't play for the gold medal.
Yeah,
I mean they obviously haven't won it every time, but they've been in the match each time.
So they'll be back. I mean,
yeah,
it's not
yeah
like
they
this
should
is
be.
The
they've
end
got lots
of
good young talent and always play really well and. I mean, I don't know. I think that they'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. And also in news, yesterday, August 24th, Kobe Bryant Day in Los Angeles, 824 is two uniform numbers.
Yeah,
and
that,
I think
that actually makes a ton of sense for them to do it that day.
So, I guess happy belated Kobe Bryant Day. I think tis the season.
The thing about it, though, is like with that, I think it's dumb. I mean, yeah, he's probably the best player to ever play in Los Angeles. But did he really do much for the community? Like, was he like this stand-up, I'm donating tons of money and time to helping people out and do different things? Not that I know of. I mean, it could be possible. I'm not saying it isn't, but I just don't think it is. But yeah, so for me, I think it's dumb to, you know, make a whole holiday for that city when for someone who just played the sport there. I mean, I love sports, but I don't think that transitions to you deserve a holiday.
Although they did really well with the uniform numbers as the day, though.
Yeah, that is true. Cool. When you said it was like the 24th, I was like, oh, well, the 24th, but why'd they pick August? And you said 8, and I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So
it does make sense, but, I mean, as far as the day goes, but as far as the idea, not sure I agree with it wholeheartedly. But, you know, whatever, that's their
So probably thing. No 12 days of Kobe Bryant song. In
no,
the near future.
On the first day of Kobe Bryant that my true love gave to me.
Something trophy. You know?
An investigation into illegal activity.
There are two types of people.
I mean, just like he was investigated for certain illegal activities. I don't really want to get into them here on the radio, but that's just what I thought of. But yeah, so do you.
Anything else we miss?
Yes, there's actually a Polish discus thrower who won the silver medal in the Rio Games. He auctioned off his medal to pay for the treatment of a 3-year-old boy with eye cancer. And he was, so I mean, obviously he's from Poland because he's Polish. And he auctioned off his medal that he won so that he could pay for this kid's, you know, surgery or whatever, his treatment for eye cancer. And he sold the medal for roughly $19,000 to the richest family in Poland, apparently.
Wow.
And he was actually looking for about $84,000. The total cost of the surgery that the boy needed was $126,000. But a third of it was already raised by the Polish Foundation, Siepomaga, whatever that is. But yeah, so I kind of wonder, you know, Poland won 11 medals during the games, 2 golds, 3 silvers, and 6 bronzes. You know, when athletes do things like this, I feel like a lot of the time they end up, you know, they end up are given another medal to reimburse them for it or whatever, when it's like for a good cause or whatever. Yeah. So I'll be interested to see if that happens.
It's a lot better than normally when someone has to sell off one of their medals. Usually it's because they're in debt. Because that happened to that Rulon guy who was the wrestler.
Rulon Gardner?
Yeah, Rulon Gardner. He had to sell off his medals. And I think somebody from the Miracle on Ice team also had to sell off their medals for debt reasons once. So usually it's not a good sign, but this time it's actually a good cause.
Yeah, it was
cause.
A really good cause. And so. It's not like it was 20 years down the line, oh, I guess I can do this. It I don't care as much anymore. It was a while ago. No, he like right after he gets back, he's like, oh, hey, this kid needs money to pay for eye cancer treatment, and I'm gonna auction off my, you know, my medal. So I think it's really cool that he did that. Something I saw, and I thought, and I was like, yeah, we're gonna talk about that because that's cool.
Yeah, no, that is really cool.
So another thing that was funny though. No. So Katie Ledecky, fantastic swimmer, at this point best distance swimmer of all time. You know, maybe she'll be the best all around female swimmer of all time. But anyway, she threw the first pitch at the Nationals game.
Okay.
And she like was wearing her medals and stuff, and she like hands them all to Bryce Harper when she's throwing the pitch. And it's not like news or anything, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
If you want to check out a video of it.
Yeah, I think I saw the video. It was like all up and down.
His arms
to hold the... So.
And like looking at that, like she's pretty tall.
Yeah.
I mean, like look, she's almost as tall as Bryce Harper.
Yeah, swimmers are tall.
I mean, it helps if you are, for sure. Like, I mean, when they were talking about Michael Phelps and why he was so good at swimming in Beijing, like one of the things they talked about was, you know, how tall he was and... Like the length of his torso and stuff like that. So
just like his hands and feet.
And they're huge. Like, and yeah.
Webbed hands and feet.
So a lot of things like I match up to him as far as like I'm the same height, more or less. I mean, obviously it's hard to say exactly, but both 6'4". My hands are pretty big. My feet are the same size as his. Obviously, I'm not as fit or as good of a swimmer as he is. I like swimming. I probably could be all right at it, but I think
but
I'm...
But you've got that potential.
Right? I'm set like in a bigger frame, though, I think.
Okay.
So, but other than that, like, I mean, I've got a lot of similar, you know, measurements as him, which is interesting. But completely different body type because he's a lot more... Like, his frame isn't small or anything, but it's not as big as mine. And then, of course, I obviously am way out of shape, so that doesn't help... But anyway,
not usually,
but yeah, being tall helps with swimming. So yeah. I like to think that's why I was pretty good at swimming when I was younger. Not Michael Phelps good by any stretch of the imagination, but best on my, you know, small swim team that from my small town.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was good.
Any way you can get bragging rights, I guess.
Yeah. So, and Madden came out this week.
Oh, yes.
I pre-ordered it like a couple days before it came out because... Rob Gronkowski.
Okay.
And so, I mean, part of me is like hoping that the Madden curse will continue, like will show up again this year, and then he has like a bad year and the Patriots don't do so hot, but I'm not really counting on that. I definitely am not wishing for injuries on anyone because even as much as I can dislike someone, like say Tom Brady, like I don't want him to be injured because it's not as satisfying. I mean, obviously, you don't want someone to be injured.
It's harder to watch them fail on the field.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you definitely want to see just how... You want them to be bad on the field. That's why when I was younger, I had Madden 07 on my computer at home when I was back living with my parents because I was in high school. But anyway, I had that game, and I would just like adjust the players that I didn't like. Like, I made Tom Brady like 5'5", 420 pounds, just this blob of fat, and made all of his attributes really crappy. And it was entertaining to watch because he's just like in slow motion back there. He still managed to get the ball out a lot more than I thought he would, but you know, what can you do? Also, I did
One
that
can
to
always dream, right?
Terrell Owens did the same thing. It was just this. Oh yeah, and I also gave them like white hair, and so it made it look like they were super old. So they're like moving in slow motion, these really old fat guys, and it was really funny.
You know what is funny though? This obviously isn't Madden, but it's the NCAA football game or whatever they got. Is playing with the mascots, especially Stanford's tree mascot. I think that's my favorite one.
I really like the elephant from the Alabama. It's funny to play with any of them. So and like, it's funny to play against Cosmo and have us just, like, destroy him.
So they got to combine that, you know?
They need to get a they
Adjusted
need to do a bowl.
Players from the Madden game versus mascots.
They need to do a bowl for USU. Because we didn't have a mascot on there that you could play with. It was annoying.
Oh.
It's like, I want to play with Big Blue, you know?
Big Blue. All right.
I wanted to play with Big Blue, and I couldn't.
Is that so hard? Is that so hard to ask?
Is that too much to ask?
How dare you all. All right.
Can you not help me out with this one thing?
It's all I ask. All right. Well, I think it's time for some shame on that.
Yes.
Or did we miss anything else?
No, there's something that's sort of news, but it's also going to go in the wall of shame for a couple things. So, I mean, I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, why don't we get that going?
Shame.
So unless you couldn't tell,
shame.
For those of you following along at home, it is time for the Wall of Shame.
Here on in the bullpen on Aggie Radio, KBLU 923, Logan, Utah.
Where we honor all the right people for the wrong reasons.
Yep, exactly. We are honoring them. So, I've never like gone with the whole honoring route, but yes, we are doing that. We are honoring those who mess up.
We just, you know, bless their hearts, but they're going to be on our wall of shame.
Bless their heart.
Bless your sweet heart. All right. Well, I actually, a little bit unusual day. I've got three.
Wow, I've got two.
Okay, wow. So
it's weird. I mean, usually I'm the one that's all like,
school's back.
Oh yeah, wall of shame. Wall of shame. Yeah. Oh, you forgot to pick up your shoes afterwards? Oh, wall of shame. Oh, shame. Oh, you looked at me funny? Wall of shame. Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually have legitimate reasons why they're in the wall of shame.
Yeah.
I don't really do the whole like nitpicky, like, oh yeah, you slightly messed up, wall of shame.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had one where it's like we've argued whether they should be in the wall of shame. We tend to pick ones that like have a good shot of why they should be in.
Yeah, and it's funny that most of the time we don't come up with the same things. It's like, wow, I mean, I thought this one was obvious, but then you probably thought one that you were doing was obvious, and it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why we're both here.
It's even better when we both are thinking of, like, the same one.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you earn double points for that.
Yeah. Double wall of shame.
If we both can see just your shame.
Just give him the jacket right now.
Yeah. It's like the green master's jacket in golf.
Except it's puke green.
With sequins. Sequins.
It's like all the colors of the seats in the spectrum on a jacket.
Oh, that would be an awful
it's like
jacket.
Every shade of vomit. That's what color our seats are for some weird reason.
Sorry, on a side note, why don't they just make those seats blue?
I mean, it would be expensive to tear them out or whatever.
True.
So I don't really expect them to change it.
But
some, why did they go with
that
route?
Back then, when
the
they built
place?
That arena, though, they had the shot to just put in blue or white seats.
I heard something about it being for, you know, reasons so that it looked like it was more full than it was, but it it makes it more apparent that it's not full if
all
it's not full.
Bizarre white skin tones that can be.
Yeah, I mean, just like make everything blue because everyone should be wearing blue anyway.
Yeah. Unless it's white for the whiteout game, but yeah.
Yeah, in that case, it's like, well, I mean, people are going to see that you don't have the thing full.
Well, at least the football stadium has blue seats, blue and white seats.
And a lot of it doesn't have colored seats, but yes, the one
even
side
with the,
is,
even the
like
new
the student section and like going around there, it's just metal.
Oh, okay. Well,
at least they were
on the expensive side of the stadium. At
yeah.
least it has good seats, good blue seats. Anyway, so maybe we'll just go back and forth with ours.
Back and forth it is.
I'll start with mine. So when someone goes on the DL in baseball or any other sport, I guess you would hope that it's because they got injured trying to make a good play or just at least hustling too much, caring too much about the game. Well, here is a DL entry that I think deserves to be shamed. It is Oakland A's Billy Butler got into a fight with a teammate and injured himself in the fight and had to miss a few games. So it's not that
That's
he cared too much about the game. It was because it was a...
Maybe they fought because he cared more than his teammate and
he
just couldn't take it anymore.
I got too close.
Like in an interview. What is your greatest strength? You know, I work really hard and I care a lot. What's your biggest weakness? Well, I work too hard and I care too much.
And I get into fights with people who don't
care. And I get
into
fights in the bullpen and injure myself.
So it kind of pains me because I liked Billy Butler when he was on the Royals. So it kind of pains me to put him here, but I think it's necessary because it was not on-field related. I don't even know if it was during... like a game, like it was just frustration in between innings. I think it was like outside of the game.
I mean, I have no problem with that. It's like on movies when you have someone that they get mad and they punch the wall and then break their hand. Yeah. It's like, what did you think was going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you might get lucky if you're punching a wall that has drywall and manage to miss the studs. But I feel like karma always allows you to hit the studs.
I mean, even when you're blinded by anger, there should be at least something inside of you.
Something.
Like with punching the wall specifically. I mean, I don't think that's what he did, but just punching the wall. It's like, there's got to be
something
in your head that says, maybe not that.
Yeah, if you're going to punch something, find something that's padded.
Yeah, find a person instead.
It's also funny when you have baseball players that will, like, beat up the water cooler thing.
Yeah, with
like, the Gatorade.
That Gatorade didn't deserve that.
Yeah, it just not... like going up and just like, full out punching it like you're in the middle of a boxing match.
Rocky in the meat locker.
Now, imagine if he had done that to the wall. Just like going
two
crazy.
Two broken hands.
And then by the time he realizes what's going on, he's got two broken hands. He's going to have his forearms in cast for 2 years because they are that shattered.
They just drop him from his contract with Oakland A's.
Look, sorry, dude. You messed up. We're not going to pay you to do nothing for the next 2 years.
You're gone. Yeah, but I mean, like I said, it pains me. He was great on the Royals. Loved watching him when he was there, but which is why I think this is necessary to turn him around. So,
yeah. So I definitely agree with that. Yeah. We'll go with my first one that showed up this morning, or maybe it was last night. I think it was this morning. But anyway, apparently Ryan Lochte is a Dancing with the Stars candidate.
Or so he says.
I don't think they would have gotten it from him. No, it says ABC spokesperson George Zaralidis. We do not comment on casting rumors. But the thing is like, why would you do that if you're ABC? If you're ABC, why would you, taint your... I mean, I don't know that I would say it's a great program, but why would you taint...
It's a mainstay, though, for that
channel.
Yeah,
it is. It is. Why would you taint that with someone who's under a ton of flack for fabricating a story about getting robbed in Rio?
And trashing a gas station
bathroom. Yeah, vandalizing a gas station bathroom in Rio when he was drunk, and then telling everybody that he got robbed at gunpoint, and then having the Brazilian authorities like really upset with him for a good reason. Like, do you really want that? Why would you want that? So he's going in, or not him. He's already in the wall of shame for what he's done. But ABC for even thinking about it, yeah. Wall of shame.
Yeah.
And of course, this is a rumor. Maybe they didn't actually do it.
Maybe they're lying.
But there's usually something behind it. Like, why would someone just assume that he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars? That's the thing.
Some
is like,
source told them.
Like, maybe it wasn't actually going on, but it seems likely that if it's a rumor, it had to start from ABC or someone involved with the program.
Yeah.
Because we're not just going to, as people say, oh, Ryan Lochte, you just were in trouble.
Yeah.
In legal trouble down in Rio.
Because if there was, no shot of him actually being on, there never was any inclination, I don't think they would have run that. So it may not be, because maybe that was decided before this whole thing went down, that, after the Olympics, he should come on Dancing with the Stars. But I think, if they knew it was going to be not true, I don't think they would have... Or at least that it had no possibility. I don't think they would have run it.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Yeah. But anyway, moving on. What do you have next?
So when it comes to baseball or sports stadiums, I guess in general, there are really good names for stadiums and there's really bad names for stadiums. Good names, you see like Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium, just classic names. What the White Sox have decided to... I don't know what they were thinking, but they're beginning next year, and for the next 13 years at least, U.S. Cellular Field, the White Sox home park, will now be called Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah, that sounds like
their new corporate sponsor.
The name I'd want for my field. Guaranteed Rate.
The Yankee Guaranteed Rate Stadium. What?
I mean, and you think about it. What guaranteed rate are they going to associate with this team? That you're guaranteed to lose more games than you win? That you're guaranteed to, wait around in mediocrity for the next 13 years? Is that what we're sending? Some of the sponsors just don't make sense to me.
Those names just don't roll off. That name just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guaranteed that just rate field. Work really well, like, say, Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. I mean, it rolls, it works, whatever. Yeah. Guaranteed Rate? What?
I'm going to go see a Sox game at Guaranteed Rate.
Yeah.
No.
You had Citi Field. You have... I like it best when they have, the actual name of the team, in the stadium name, Dodger Stadium.
Royal
I don't
stadium,
think it has another one.
It was Kauffman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, all of them that have different things, but I know it's annoying when they have, Sport Authority Field at Mile High for Denver for the Broncos. It's
it's the field at the stadium.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Which I think that they should just go back and call it Mile High Stadium again. I mean,
cuz that's what everybody
calls
it.
Mile High Stadium was demolished and this is a new stadium.
But everybody still calls it Mile High.
But, I mean, it's still at Mile High or whatever. You can call it a different name of a field, like, say, Pat Bowen Field at Mile High Stadium or at Mile High, whatever. But have it associated with the team that you're that's playing there. Coors Field for the Rockies? What? The Pepsi Center? I mean, we have Maverick Stadium, so, I mean, I guess I can't complain too much.
But even, like, something like the Pepsi Center at least kind of...
It at least works.
It flows.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like...
If it flows,
I don't really have much of a problem with the sponsors. Ideally, I think that it would be not involved with a sponsor. But, I mean, you have to get your money so to pay for things. So Pepsi Field or Pepsi Center works. Coors Field works. Quicken Loans Arena. Like, all these different things. American Airlines Center or Arena, whatever it is. Like, all those ones work. But when you get something random and obscure... Like,
yeah, I'd never even heard of Guaranteed Rate.
Guaranteed Rate Field. Guaranteed Loss Field.
Guaranteed Bottom of the AL Central.
People are going to have so much fun with it. And it's like, does your marketing team not think about that?
Yeah, because somebody had to have, like, said the name out loud in some board meeting
for the White Sox. But, I mean, somebody. It's like, I'm sure that they're going to be like, oh, yeah, guaranteed win, guaranteed postseason. It's like, people aren't going to go that way, especially when your team isn't that good.
Yeah.
When your team is, you know, swimming around in mediocrity, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, guaranteed Winfield, other than your fanatics that just don't have a clue.
That don't care because they're just going to be on them anyway.
They're like BYU fans where they just – their team is the best no matter what, and they're going to win every game. And if they don't,
if they go 7-5 again, they're still
– I don't think they're going to win 6 games this year. I have them predicted as going 4-8.
Which would be delicious.
And every single game will be the ref's fault, even though they lose by like 40 points on some of those games and 20 on others. Like, they're going to say it's the ref's fault, and they're going to be like, yeah, our team is the best. We should be in national title contention.
No. They could go 0-12, and they're like, we should be in the national title contest.
So, I mean, when you have fans like that, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, guaranteed playoffs field, guaranteed win field.
Not for the White Sox.
Not for the White Sox. I mean, everybody's going to be like, everybody who's not one of those people, even the people that are fans of the White Sox but recognize that they suck, are going to be like, yeah, guaranteed losses, guaranteed disappointing feel.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, that going to the wall of shame as well. Congrats, White Sox. You made it. Yeah. You made it.
You made it.
You're not quite on Atlanta's level, but you made it. So next up, I have Jim Harbaugh. So he sent out a thing that was – he was thanking a bunch of recruits for attending an event, only he put the name of a recruit who wasn't there on it. And because of that, the recruit's like, well, I mean, you're saying I'm going to things I'm not, and like, you might not even, do you even know who I am? He felt really slighted and decided to decommit from Michigan. So, like, dang. Jim Harbaugh, when you're in your position, you're trying to recruit these kids.
It's been a weird summer for that guy.
Why would you say that someone was at something when they clearly weren't? Do you not check that? I mean, that was probably not him directly. It was probably like an intern or someone that wrote that on there. But you gotta check
you're
it.
You're the coach, though. I mean,
you're in charge of it. And
you should kind
of
know who
comes back
is.
To you.
Yeah.
Even like, I think that he was the one that gave the statement or whatever. But I mean, you have to check that. Like, have, like, 4 people check and say, was this actually who was there? Because, especially, like, with the recruits, particularly the recruits that are going to want to go to, like, Michigan, they think that they're, you know, God's gift to man and that they're the greatest thing ever. And if you don't recognize that they're worth your time, they will feel disrespected and they will not want to play for you.
Yeah,
and
well, that was a big
this,
move.
Something
that,
happened like this last year, too, for Michigan, like, for Jim Harbaugh. And it's like, come on, bro. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's been a weird summer for that guy. First meeting Jerry Springer at Disneyland and now forgetting who his players are. It's been a weird year.
Yeah, and then on top of that, he also was disrespecting Nick Saban for some, like, satellite camps or something like that because SEC doesn't want other conferences to be able to go into, like, SEC country to recruit and do satellite camps there.
Yeah.
And... because, like, I guess they don't do them outside of the Southwest or the Southeast, I mean, or something. I don't remember all the details, but I know that he was complaining about Michigan doing, you know, satellite camps. And for temporarily, they're like, yeah, no, you can't do those anymore. The NCAA was. But then later on, they're like, okay, well, I guess you can. And Jim Harbaugh, like, bashed Nick Saban over the whole thing. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
What's...
He's just like, he's drawing... I mean, part of it, maybe it's his plan just to be in the media and be like the guy who kids are like, oh, yeah, he's cool. I want to go play for him. Maybe that's his plan. But, I mean, you got to be careful with it.
Yeah.
Like... You got to stop doing, like, his, the thing about it is you get these small mistakes, pretty soon those can clump up together, snowball, and become a major problem for you.
Yeah.
Small oversights at this point, like not having, putting a guy's name on a list when he wasn't at the event, or making a comment about, you know, another prestigious, the most prestigious coach at this point in the country. Like, I mean, you got to be careful with it, yeah. Jim Harbaugh. And you can't put someone on a list that wasn't there.
Gotta settle down, Jim.
Like, if it was... calm your jets. Calm your jets. No, but the thing about it is... He... like, it's fine if you, like, write that into your own statistics or whatever. But if it's something that's gonna be public... Like, why?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you check that? Why would you not double check to make sure you had things correct? But yeah, he didn't, and for that, he's in the wall of shame.
All right. Well, one more quick one for me before we move on to a little thing we like to call Doomsday, but we'll get to that in a minute. Our old pals, the Atlanta Braves, back on the wall of shame. First team this year to get to 80 losses.
Yes!
So,
yes!
Welcome back.
We are so proud of you guys.
In a matter of weeks, they are back.
Your father and I are so proud.
So they're back. I don't know how much more we can really say on the Braves that we probably haven't already said anyway. So they're back on the wall of shame. And very quickly. Probably the quickest return.
I don't feel like they left, though. I mean, I don't feel like they actually left the wall of shame.
They were the awkward one that won't leave and just kind of hangs around way past their welcome. It was like,
you know, you can't go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
They didn't even leave.
But they didn't. They're just like, eh, we're staying here. So, 80 losses. That's impressive.
Already.
Do you think they can get the 100? I think they can.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we just need a big countdown clock in the studio, just like all the games remaining until they get to 100 losses. Well, at least they will probably get the first pick of the MLB draft, which will come in handy in like 5 years. So we have this thing that we've been kind of phasing in over the past few couple of weeks or so.
We've been toying with the names. So.
Yeah.
When he said Doomsday, I mean, you might not have known about it, but
worst case scenario
also
basically.
Was called worst case scenario last week. So. I thought of, like, I saw something that said Doomsday earlier this week, and I was like, hey, that's awesome. So I don't know.
Yeah.
A worst case scenario, Doomsday, whatever. You get the idea. But tell us about it.
So obviously this is when we, take something that looks promising. A team that looks like it could be all right, do some good, and we basically just theoretically tank their season or tank their big game.
Basically, we make it so.
And nothing is sacred here. Not even my Cubs have been sacred.
Yeah, they were the first ones.
Yeah, they were the first
ones.
That's
how we came up with it, because we're just like, wouldn't it be so funny?
Which is
kind
of fitting, I guess, when I think about it. But anyway, so nothing is sacred here. And today I was thinking. For a little bit of Golden State action with Kevin Durant, how bad could it be?
Oh.
You know it's good. See, if you start like that.
Yeah. I mean, the best part about really good teams is the heartbreak is so much higher. That's like, I mean, obviously,
the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Nothing can really compare to the Cubs because they haven't won a title in over 100 years.
That's just like numbed. Pain is numbed for most people.
And then
it's like,
and then you get that for our situation for them. We had them getting to game seven, being up three runs in the bottom of the ninth when, you know, we're assuming
they're away.
Away for the seventh game seven, and they're up three in the bottom of the ninth, two outs. And then, and also, Jake Arrieta was pitching in a perfect game. And then he walks three guys and gives up a home run for a grand slam walk-off to win the World Series. That's the kind of thing, like, that would be so traumatic because they're like, yes, we're going to get it. And then, nope.
Suicide rate.
So expect a similar thing here with the Golden State Warriors. So the Golden State Warriors, they're going to have a really good season. They're going to, they should have the best record in the West.
And Kevin Durant appears to start out really well, blending with his new teammates.
Yeah, I mean, they do have some like transitional issues where there's some games where they don't win by as much as they would like.
What team doesn't, though?
Right.
What team doesn't?
But, I mean, they lose a couple games because of it. They don't quite get up to their, you know, 71 wins like
Maybe
they
not.
Did. Or was it 71? No, 73. 73 wins like they did last year. They end up with 70, we'll say. They're like, they're almost there. They're just like, yeah, riding high. They get in the first round. Who are they playing? Who do we think they'll play? Eighth seed in the West. I'll go with the Rockets. We'll say they're playing the Rockets because the Rockets are going to barely get in if they do because they're kind of disappointing. That's one way to put it, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, so they play the Rockets in round one. They sweep them, you know, just like you thought, because the Rockets are...
No surprises there.
And the Warriors are really good. They go second round, and they're playing the Clippers. Okay. And the Clippers get run off the court. Four games again. Sweep. And you're just like, man, this team is unstoppable. They go to the Western Conference Finals. We'll say they play the Spurs. They go to seven games, and they win that, we'll say.
Nail-biter game seven,
though. Nail-biter game seven. They win on a last-second super deep shot by Curry to win it. It was tied. They would have just gone to overtime, but Curry nails it. They win. And heartbreak for San Antonio, of course. But they're like, yeah, we did it. They go to the finals. And, you know, for some reason, the Cavaliers did not make it to the finals. The Bulls did.
The Bulls.
Or actually, no, not the Bulls. Sorry. The Knicks.
The Knicks.
I was thinking Derrick Rose, and I was like, Bulls. Okay. No, the Knicks.
Yeah,
because
they probably
have
a better
super team.
They've
in
got
the
a
East,
better
right? They're the super team.
Kind or so. Slightly aged super team.
Or
but
so
yeah.
Derrick Rose would have you believe.
The injured
anyway,
super team.
We're going to say, like, something weird happens, and the Cavs slip up and lose in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Knicks. And everyone in New York's like, oh, yeah, things are going so great. and then the Warriors come out and win the first three games, but really solidly, you know, 20 points a game.
So this is going to be one of those comebacks.
Yes. I mean, obviously, they gave up a really big comeback this year. But no one has ever come back from 3-0 down.
Yeah.
And the
Until
Knicks are going to do
now.
It.
The Knicks. With a healthy Derrick Rose, I'm assuming? Or would it be even worse because he's injured?
No. Okay, so Derrick Rose is healthy at this point. Everyone's healthy on their team at this point.
Okay.
They win that next game. All right, so the Knicks win this next game by 1 point on the last second shot by Derrick Rose. You know, he hits a three when the Warriors were up two and shatters them. They're like, ah, all right, well, we'll just win the next one. And
nope.
The next game, halfway through the first half, Derrick Rose goes down. You know,
okay.
Beginning of the second quarter, Derrick Rose goes down. He's out for the rest of the series.
So there's still some hope.
And they're just like, oh, yeah, this is going to be easy. they go into the third quarter, like at halftime, they're up by 25. They're like, yeah,
wow.
Title, coming back.
Except.
But. By some weird, strange miracle, the Knicks end up coming back and winning by 10.
Jeez.
Without Derrick Rose. Next game. So it's now 3-2?
3-2, yeah.
Yeah. So next game. Once again, huge halftime lead for the Warriors. Carmelo Anthony goes down in the second quarter. Out for the rest of the series.
Just progressively going down.
And in the fourth quarter, Joakim Noah also goes down. And somehow they manage to win by 2. On the back of Courtney Lee, who scores.
So there is a loving God.
Scores 42 points in the second half. Insane performance by a guy who's at best a role player. He just goes off like crazy and scores 42 points in the second
half.
Which
is also a psychological victory for the Knicks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That counts too.
So, game 7, the Warriors are like, okay, this ain't happening again. This ain't happening again. And they come out firing. And after one quarter, they're up by 23.
Wow.
Porzingis, you know, fouls out in the third quarter. You know, he's not there. They're still down by 15, the Knicks are. Porzingis is... So, yeah, Derrick Rose is out. Melo is out. Joakim Noah is out. Porzingis is out. Your only starter is Courtney Lee, who somehow miraculously came up with all those points. I got to find someone random and obscure to totally take this, because...
So right now we're searching for our hero.
Yes, the hero for the Knicks. Because,
and this is... To make this even sweeter, this Game 7 in Oakland.
Well, it is. It would be. Because, you know, they're going to have the best record in the league. Yeah. So it's going to be in Oakland. So this is on their home court. They're up 15 with 5 minutes left. Okay? We're going to say that.
Looks like it's over.
Yeah.
Everybody at home is either like, celebrating or throwing things at the TV.
Yeah. So.
New York press ready to run it off. Run off the presses.
Jimmer Fredette.
Oh, yes.
Jimmer Fredette comes in.
And his one golden moment in the NBA.
And makes 10 straight threes in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, they're up by 15 with like 5 minutes left, and he's been going off. But he continues to go off, and he hits 6 more threes after the fact. They get a couple more boards, and they lose on a last-second shot. They were up 2. No time is left at all. Jimmer Fredette launches it from full court, drops it.
Everybody in that stadium is like dead silent.
So the Warriors lose after being up 3-0 when 4 of the 5 starters for the Knicks are out, the fifth being Courtney Lee, who manages to put up 42 points in game six.
And the hero of game 7, Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer Fredette comes out and drops 30 points on them in the fourth quarter to win. He would be the most beloved player in New York Knicks history.
The Knicks would love him the way BYU loved him.
Yes.
But probably more because it's
the Knicks. And all the BYU fans would come out and be like, yeah, Jimmer Fredette's the best. Go BYU.
We're a basketball school now. Oh, wow. That was very satisfying.
Jimmer Fredette for the win. The guy who can't even stay on an NBA roster is going to come in and win the finals.
After the season, you know, the next season he just goes back to normal and is never heard from again.
Never heard from again.
It's just this one game.
That one game. The only time he averaged 2 points all year. The
basketball gods gave him one game. To define his
and they're
career.
Like, big game Jim.
Big game Jim.
And then all the kids are going to be like, going to start doing the Jimmer thing again. I mean, not just the BYU fans. They're like, Jimmer range. And they're like, just throw it from full court.
Jimmer range. Going up to shoot, Jimmer.
Yeah. And afterwards, so, that's not the end of the story.
Oh,
afterwards, Kevin Durant decides he's going to go join the Knicks.
And then they don't even make it back the year after that.
And he signs a long-term contract because the salary cap will be pretty stable. And he's like, that's where I need to be. That's where the magic's happening. Never make it to the playoffs again.
He just hops from team to team, and they never. It's the Durant curse.
Yeah, I mean, so he does that. Steph Curry, you know, is so embarrassed that he retires.
Oh, my gosh.
Clay Thompson becomes an alcoholic. He retires because he can't take anymore.
He just like loops his greatest hits. His greatest hits on his DVD. Like, he just sits in a dark room watching old playoff games.
Well, having ABBA, Loving Me, Loving You on on repeat. Just playing constantly.
Oh, wow. Gosh, that would be... All right.
Steve Kerr tries to, like... resigns and tries to go back into broadcasting, but nobody wants him because they don't want their broadcasting team to fail epically. Because
you have to, I don't know, be able to call it like you see it. You
know? Like, sorry, Steve, we're going to be talking about this for the next 25 years. Come talk to us after that. You might be okay.
get some help first. Anywho, so...
Because... Now that we spent a ton of time doing that,
we've got some minutes left. I think maybe why don't we save fantasy football for Friday?
All right, we'll talk about fantasy football tomorrow,
so I can have time to actually get on that and actually become a part of this wonderful world of fantasy football.
Yeah, you have to join in, man.
But so maybe just really quickly, World Cup of Hockey, bringing that back after like a decade or so wait. Last one, I think, was in, like, 2004 or something. It's been a long time. But anywho, two groups. Group A, Canada, Czech Republic, Europe, and the USA. Pretty much, I think it's just going to be Canada and the USA coming out of Group A. Group B, with Finland, North America, Russia, and Sweden.
North America.
Yeah, so basically... North America is players from the U.S. and Canada under 23.
What?
Yeah. So all the established veterans are playing either on Canada or the U.S. I think this is just the only time they're going to have Team North America. But I don't know. Out of Group B, I like North America and Sweden, actually. So, but also kind of interesting that they're bringing it back this year is that it is the 20th anniversary of the 1996 World Cup of Hockey, which the U.S. won, and which, in my opinion, had the greatest Team USA ever put together. I mean...
Ever?
Yeah.
Forever?
So, I mean, I was looking at the roster, you know, because hockey is, like, my other sport. So. But...
It's my passion.
My secret love. No,
it's not a secret.
Yeah, it's not a secret at all. 8 future Hall of Famers on that team, plus 18 players who, at least at one point in their career, had played or won in a Stanley Cup final. And the best part is that that team beat Canada in a best of three series. So it's not just that they got lucky on one game; they actually did really well. Just like great names: Brian Leetch, Chris Chelios, Mike Modano, Brett Hull, Pat LaFontaine. So.
I think I recognize the last name.
LaFontaine.
It sounds almost familiar.
Well, obviously, you know, Brett Hull and Mike Modano played on the Dallas Stars for a while. And but anyway, so it's kind of neat. Maybe they can channel some of the great spirit of the greatest Team USA ever put on ice and win. But so I'm looking forward to the World Cup of Hockey. I kind of want Team North America to win, though. I just love, like, Team North America. The one year they're going to have that.
Team North America.
Team North America. Basically all the young players from the U.S. and Canada, but...
Team we're not good enough for our national teams, but we're going to make our own team. Yeah.
So take that. We're forming our own country called North America.
North America. It's a continent, guys. It's a continent.
Yeah. We're like
Did they at least
Australia.
Invite guys from Mexico, too? Yeah.
The one Nicaraguan hockey player is on their team.
That grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's always like guys who you think might be kind of unusual for hockey, but they just grew up in some place where they're actually with hockey anyway, so it makes no sense. But so I'm excited about that. I think it'll be a cool sort of pre-NHL season warm-up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be cool. I think World Cups are awesome because you really get a sense of which team is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always necessarily the best team in the tournament is the one that's going to win, but it's the team that plays the best together and, you know, plays the best during the tournament is going to win. So I mean, it doesn't really mean like, oh yeah, because, you know, Germany won the last World Cup in soccer, that means that they're the best team in the world. They probably are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, but there are other times where, like, say Brazil, they end up losing 7-0 to Germany, even though, you know, they had an off game. You know, anyone can have an off game. Yeah. Maybe they were actually the most talented team, but the team that goes out there and proves that they're the best, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's like the Olympics, but for one specific sport.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I'm not sure how popular in the end that this World Cup will be. I mean, the NHL's given a lot of hype to it, but hockey, kind of like basketball, at least on the international level, it's all the Olympics. Like, the Winter Olympics is where the, you know, the real big hockey showdowns go down. Kind of in the same way that international basketball has its Summer Olympic tournament. So it'll be interesting to see whether this takes off, because I think they only had a few last time they tried this, and it just wasn't all that.
Yeah, well, great, I mean, I think, hockey, that. Hockey is one of those things where it's like, it's popular in cold areas.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Canada,
I mean, if where you live likes
US,
it, they love it. Like, you either love it or you just don't follow it at all.
You have the
much.
Baltic it's... states and Russia, like, all those.
Yeah.
Like, those will probably have teams. Germany will probably have a team. But then you have, like, countries like in Africa that don't even see ice. South America, like, they don't hardly see ice. I mean, down at the tip, obviously, they do, but for the most part, like a lot of the world doesn't see ice, and so they're like, hockey? Like, who cares about hockey?
Yeah, so
we don't have ice here. Why would we play hockey? How would we play hockey? You play field hockey, but yeah, so I mean,
yeah,
because
on the international level,
it's
like five. Yeah, it's like, there's like a handful of really good countries, and there's a few that are, they compete, but they're probably never going to win a medal.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, it's really like, it's Russia, Northern Europe, and then Canada and the U.S., and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like, no one else can really, like, do... I mean, they could, but in not cold climates, it's hard for them to get into it, I think.
Cool.
So, we'll see if it comes up with popularity. I know that it's really... The Olympics, like, the Winter Olympics with hockey are, like, big.
Yeah. And I think that's still
and
kind
that
of the
might
big
be
show for
what
them.
It just ends up being...
Yeah.
I know for soccer, like, the Olympics, yeah, they're great, but the World Cup is so much bigger for them. For basketball, they have the World Cup. It's like, okay, whatever. And even the Olympics, it's just like, whatever, because nobody can compete with the U.S. Unless the U.S. decides that they're going to, you know, pull an Athens on us.
That should have been – we missed our opportunity for that being a worst-case scenario.
we haven't missed it. You're talking about for this year.
Yeah, yeah.
We could talk about, like, next time or whatever. It's not limited to just currently, like, this individual year.
In 4 years. But, yeah, well.
But, yeah, so, I mean, tune in tomorrow. We're going to be back.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about fantasy football, because I
fantasy
think
football,
it's that
for
time
sure.
of year. And
I'm going to do a doomsday scenario. And also gonna, of course, have Wall of Shame.
Absolutely.
If you have entries that you think we should put on the Wall of Shame, tweet us at USU Bullpen. Once again, at USU Bullpen. And yeah, if you've got some good ones, we'll for sure throw them on there and talk about them here. If you have anything else you want us to talk about, you can also tweet us at USU Bullpen. Give us topics, what you want to hear about. Because more than happy to talk about just about anything in sports.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean.
Although we've already got the Braves beat taken care of, so. Anything non-Braves related.
But I'm sure that if there's something new that you bring to the table.
Something we don't know about already.
Yeah, yeah, we could definitely get on to more of Braves bashing.
We're always happy to do that.
Not because we have anything against the Braves. It's just they're just
this
awful.
This year.
They're just awful.
This year, though. All right. Well, how about we leave them with some music?
We're going to leave you guys with some music. Want to thank you guys for listening. But yeah, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.